President Reagan today nominated a career Foreign Service officer to become the first black U.S. ambassador to South Africa. The long-expected move comes as the Senate gets set to vote tomorrow on overriding President Reagan's veto of a bill that would impose more economic sanctions on South Africa. The newly named envoy is Edward Perkins. He is now the American ambassador to the West African nation of Liberia. NPR's Phyllis Crockett has a report.
It's been 3 months since President Reagan first indicated his desire to appoint a black to the sensitive post. Perkins is the president's third choice. In July, the president had planned to name a black ambassador during a televised speech on South Africa. But the man under consideration, businessman and former Nixon aide Robert Brown, withdrew his name after questions were raised about his business dealings. Then the administration's next choice, Terrence Todman, ambassador to Denmark, turned down the job, apparently because he disagrees with the Reagan administration policy towards South Africa. In contrast to the president's plan to name his first choice in a national speech, today's announcement came with no fanfare. There was no news conference, no press briefing, no opportunity for questions today. Instead, a notice was handed out to reporters at the White House that Perkins was the president's choice. Apparently, the low-key announcement was a response to the earlier embarrassment of some top White House officials who felt the first two names became public before adequate scrutiny. They expect Perkins to be easily confirmed by the Senate. Perkins has been a Foreign Service officer for 28 years. He has served in Taiwan, Thailand, Ghana, and in Washington, D.C. In 1981, he became the second in command at the U.S. Embassy in Liberia. In 1985, he became ambassador. He is 58 years old. His wife is Chinese. They have two children. When President Reagan first indicated his intention to appoint a black ambassador, blacks and whites in South Africa said that naming a black will make little difference if U.S. policy remains the same. The Perkins announcement comes one day after President Reagan offered to impose strong sanctions against the South African government if Congress drops its stronger sanctions. Secretary of State George Shultz told Republican senators today that a vote to override the president's veto of a sanctions bill would undermine his negotiating position in next month's summit meeting with Soviet leader Mikhail Gorbachev. The House overrode the veto yesterday. The Senate is expected to take it up tomorrow. I'm Phyllis Crockett in Washington.